Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. Bonura scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Grubb reaches third base with a triple. Hayes scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 1 in the game. Cane is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to third. Hudlin moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to home to get Knickerbocker. Hudlin moves to third. Hughes moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly throws the ball into Knickerbocker, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rosenthal scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Pitlock moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blaya Holder now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. 1 out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-2 in the game. Cane is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Bonura, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knickerbocker scores. Hughes moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.